This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
The Princess and the Foal by Stacey Gregg. Narrated by Julia Barry.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Midnight, 23rd of August 1986. Hello, Mama. I am underneath my blankets with a torch as I write this. I don't dare turn the lights on because Francis might see me and know that I am awake, and the last person I want to deal with right now is Francis. I should be asleep, but I am too full of nerves about tomorrow. Santi has a calendar in his office at the stables, and I have marked off the squares in red pen one by one, the knot in my belly tightening as the day grows closer. For a long time it seemed forever away, and now suddenly there is no more waiting. In a few hours it will be dawn, and I will go down to the stables and prepare Bree. I'll braid her tail and bandage her legs, and then we will load the horses onto the truck and travel across the desert, bound on a journey that must end in either defeat or honour and glory for the royal stables. I am trembling as I write these words to you, and I tell myself that it is not fear, it is excitement. In all the history of the King's Cup...